Continues the Gemara, Daf Samach Amud Beis, 5 lines from the top. Ibayelhu, Pesach Sheshochtoi B'Shayimoy Sashona, Lishmoy V'Shaloy Lishmoy Mahu. The Gemara now is asking the Lomdash Shaila. This whole Amud is a Lomdash Shaila, every line of the Gemara. The Gemara has a question. The halacha is that a Pesach B'Shayimoy Sashona, meaning not Erev Pesach, has a din shlomim. So if you take a Korban Pesach that was set aside for a Korban Pesach, and it's not Erev Pesach, it's Erev Chanukah now, it's a different time of the year, it's not Erev Pesach. B'shayimoy sashona you shechted it lishmoy, l'shem Pesach, which would be not good, because usually lishmoy is good, or here lishmoy is no good, because it's shlomim the rest of the year. V'shaloy lishmoy would yes be good, because shayimoy sashona, a Pesach is a shlomim. So shaloy lishmoy is a good machshava. So what's the din? When he shech the korban Pesach b'shayimoy sashona lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy mahu miosi shaloy lishmoy, will the shaloy lishmoy now come, which is a good machshava because shayimoy sashona is a shlomim umapik le midei lishmoy and be oike the shem lishmoy, which is not a good machshava because it's not Pesach and lishmoy Pesach is not a good during if it's not Erev Pesach, so the shaloy lishmoy is oike the lishmoy and it would be good, it would machshele oiloi. Now Tosis Radiway Bavon, Tosis on the top, that this question is even according to Rameya. Rameya, we know that says, Tfois Loshen Rishon, Zoktesis, Oy Mari, Dimi Boila, Afilu Rameya, the Sova Baalma Tfois Loshen Rishon, and since over here you shechted Lishmoy, Vishaloy Lishmoy, and Lishmoy is not a good Loshen, because Shaimoy Sashon Lishmoy is a problem, it's not Erev Pesach, so if Tfois Loshen Rishon should not be good, what's Bechal the question? Zoktesis, Afilu Rameya, the Omar Baal, the Sova Baalma Tfois Loshen Rishon, Dilma Hocha Possel, why would it be possible? The Lishmoy, the Ein Enoyig Bechal Azvachim, Loichoshev Lemechel. V'hava Akira. This psul is not a conventional psul. It's not a psul that you find all throughout all korbanos. When do we ever find a psul called lishmoy? It's by a Pesach b'shayimoy sashona lishmoy is a psul. So since this psul is not a conventional psul, it's not something that you find throughout on other korbanos. It's only over here by Pesach b'shayimoy sashona. So memela, it's not enough chal, and it's easy to be oiker al yedei the shaloy lishmoy, which is the good machshava. Meaning, usually Rameya says tvoi zloshin rishon, and you go bust the first machshava. So over here, theoretically, lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy should not be good, because lishmoy is the same Pesach, b'shayimoy sashon is no good. But being that this is a type of psul, like the Gemara is going to say soon, where it's not noig b'chol hazvachim, we don't find any other zvachim lishmoy being a problem, it's only Pesach, b'shayimoy sashon, and lishmoy is a problem. So since it's not noig b'chol hazvachim, it's like choshev lemechal, it's not strong enough to be chal, and it's easy to uproot al yedei shaloy lishmoy, which will be a good machshava b'shayimoy sashona by Pesach. V'hava akira, so it's good to be oike, and you could be oike even according to Rameya. Oidilma no, afilo oche oma tvois loshen rishon, even though the lishmoy over here is not a standard psul, it's we don't find it by other zvachim, still you cannot be oike it, and it would remain that it's tvois loshen rishon, and it's not good. Zoktesis, alibid Rabbi Yosi ava motzene bebe afilo b'shaloy lishmoy v'lishmoy. According to Rabbi Yosi, that says af be gmar dvorav adam nitvas. So then the question doesn't have to be by lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. It could have been shaloy lishmoy v'lishmoy too, because lishmoy is the problem, and that's af be gmar dvorav nitvas. And alohi noked lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. The reason why it says lishmoy first, which is not good by Pesach b'shayim esashana, b'shmini boy afilu rameya. Even according to Rameya, that says tvoi zloshin rishon over here, being the lishmoy psul is not such a strong psul. We won't find it in other places. It's easy to uproot. It can be machshir the carbon Pesach b'shayim esashana lishmoy v'shaloy. The shaloy lishmoy is oika de lishmoy, and it will be good. Now, seemingly from Tesis, if the machshava would be shaloy lishmoy den lishmoy, according to Rameya, it's poshut that it's good, because shaloy lishmoy b'shayim esashana is good machshava; it becomes a shlomim. So shaloy lishmoy is good, and every day you poshut you say tvoi zloshin rishon. Zokta mashah, why is it so poshut? L'chari shaloy lishmoy. This shaloy lishmoy that is good is not noig b'shayas vachim. Just like we said, lishmoy, which is no good, is not noig b'shayas vachim. So you need a special chiddush that it could be neka even a kongter meyer because it's not meichel so stark. So who had then shaloy lishmoy, which is good over here, if it will be first, who says he say tvoyis loshen rishon? Maybe you only say tvoyis loshen rishon by something which is universally good. But this is not universally good. Shaloy lishmoy is usually not good. It's a unique aspect, dafka over here, where shaloy lishmoy is good. So maybe it's not strong enough to say tvoyis loshen rishon. That's a mashos kasha. So lemaisa, he says, that be'etzem it is universally good. Shelo lishma is just like olu lebalim shem choyvek, except for Pesach and Chatos. But the old Kabbalah, the Mishnah Zvachim Dabei says, shelo lishma is kosher. So emela be'etzem it's universally good. So avadi you would say Tvoyis Lashon Rishon. So again, zok de gemori ba'ilu, Pesach sheshalcha b'shayim o'is ha'shono lishmoy b'shelo lishmoy mahu, mi osi shelo lishmoy. Umapik le midei lishmoy, will the shelo lishmoy not be machshir, and mapik midei lishmoy, umachshir oiloi, or we don't say. Zok de gemori, ki osa rav dimi oma amrisa lishmaitz kamei de rabbi yirmiya, I said over this, shmaitz this question in front of rabbi yirmiya, and he said as follows, hoyu v'lishmoy machshir bezmanoy, lishmoy bezmanoy, a Pesach is good, v'shelo lishmoy machshir shelo bezmanoy, and shelo lishmoy shelo bezmanoy is also good, because that's a shlomim, so a Pesach shelo bezmanoy, shelo lishmoy is good, ma lishmoy machshir bezmanoy, just like lishmoy bezmanoy, is a moitzi midei shelo lishmoy, meaning, if you think shelo lishmoy and lishmoy, so it's not going to be good bezmanoy that suddenly you thought lishmoy, because either you say Tvoyis Lashon Rishon or Af Begvar Dvarav Mitzvahs, but either way, Shaloi Lishmoy and Lishmoy is no good. You have to have Lishmo. So Ma Lishmoy Amachshira Bizmanoi. Ein Moitzi Yomidei Shaloi Lishmoy. So Af Shaloi Lishmoy Amachshira Shaloi Bizmanoi. So to Shaloi Lishmoy that's kosher Shaloi Bizmanoi. Ein Moitzi Yomidei Lishmoy. It's not able to uproot it from the Lishmoy. It's two Machshavas, just like two Machshavas are not good. Bizmanoi. So too, Shaloi Bizmanoi, Shaloi Lishmoi is not Moitzi Midei Lishmoi, and it's Pasul. And we don't say Lishmoi is easy to uproot because it's not a universal psul. V'omali, and that's good for what he told me back. Loi, you can't compare the two things. Loim Amid B'Shaloi Lishmoi, the reason why Shaloi Lishmoi is not good usually when you have a Machshava Lishmoi too, Shkein Noik B'Chol Azvachim, Shaloi Lishmoi is a universal psul B'Ol Azvachim. Toima B'Lishmoi, this unique psul of Lishmoi is only by Pesach. Shaloi bizmano is a psul. Shkenin noig b'chol azvachim ela bePesach b'bad. Only Pesach shaloi bizmano lishma is a psul. So mainly it's much easier to uproot. So my hava lo, what's the ma'isa? The din legabe this suffix of Pesach sheshochta b'shayim es hashana lishma b'shaloi lishma. Could the shaloi lishma uproot the lishma or not? Omar Rove. Pesach sheshochta b'shayim es hashana lishma b'shaloi lishma is kosher, and the shaloi lishma is oikah the lishma. Why? And he brings a gevaldige raya. Dostomoy lishma koi. Every carbon, the carbon Pesach that was acquired lishem Pesach, is tomo lishma. When you shecht it without thinking anything, it's tomo lishma. Va'afilu ochi, and yet, kishochet le shaloi lishma, if you take this Pesach, b'shayim ois hashona, and you shecht only shaloi lishma, it's kosher. Now, shechting shaloi lishma is going against the stomach. So we see that Shaloi Lishma is kosher. Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah Shaloi Lishma is kosher, even though it's going against the stomach of Lishma. So who then could go against a behedidika dibur of Lishma? Just like the stomach of Lishma, Shaloi Lishma, it works. A regular Pesach B'Shayim Mois Hashanah Shaloi Lishma is kosher because it's a shlomim, even though inherently in the carbon licked al Lishma. So too when it's Lishma v'Shaloi Lishma, the Shaloi Lishma should be able to uproot it. What's the difference between stomach Lishma or behed yiseng Lishma? Alma osi shloi lishmoi umapik leimidei lishmoi. So kishoche nami lishmoi v'shloi lishmoi. Not just when it's against a stoma, even when it's against a behedidik asvar of lishmoi, a dibur of lishmoi v'shloi lishmoi. Osi shloi lishmoi umapik leimidei lishmoi. So the Gemara says, how do you compare the two things? Maybe you can differentiate when the person behedi said lishmoi, then the shaloi lishmoi cannot uproot it, and the mele pesach b'shayim mois hashana would not be kosher because you have to uproot a bit deeper of lishmoi mehecha the loyomar. If he did not say it, it's only a stomadik lishma. So then maybe it's very easy for the shaloi lishmoi. A regular shaloi lishmoi pesach b'shayim mois hashana is kosher because it's only uprooting a stomach. It's not uprooting a deeper of lishmoi. Where do we find such a precedent that we differentiate between Omar and Loi Omar? Zok Gemara, the Lo Oichlo v'Shloi Lo Oichlo is kosher. We know in Korban Pesach, as long as you have one kezayis for Lo Oichlo, it's kosher. Lo Oichlo v'Shloi Lo Oichlo is kosher. It doesn't bother me that you have Shloi Lo Oichlo too, part of the Menuyin. As long as Lo Oichlo is kosher, the Mishnah later says, as long as you have one kezayis, you can shech the carbon. So Lo Oichlo v'Shloi Lo Oichlo is always kosher. V'cholecha d'shachid le'Shloi Lo Oichlo. But if you only do Shloi Lo Oichlo v'chudei, it's possible because then you don't have Menuyim that can eat it. It's only Shloi Lo Oichlo. It's possible. Now why is Shloi Lo Oichlo possible? Every Pesach licked in them lo'oichlov also, just like this is stoma lishma, it is a stoma lo'oichlov. So every shloi lo'oichlov should remain like lo'oichlov and shloi lo'oichlov. Yet we know that halach is shloi lo'oichlov is possible. So we see there's a difference between saying lo'oichlov and shloi lo'oichlov and just being stoma lo'oichlov versus saying shloi lo'oichlov. Sagt die Gemara, wir kollegen der Schachle Schleule euch love the date puzzle, war mai hostamle euch love koi, just like stamle schma, say stamle euch love. Ela shani hege de Omar mege de loy Omar. We see in the friendship between Omar and loy Omar. So even though Shaloy Lishma, Bepesach B'Shayim is Shana is kosher, even though it's going against the stomach of Lishma, that's only because it's going against the stomach. But Hecha de Omar, when you said Lishma, then Shaloy Lishma would not uproot it. Just like we see that La'oichlov and Shaloy La'oichlov is kosher by a Pesach, as long as you have La'oichlov in there, but when you do just Shaloy La'oichlov, even though there's a stomach La'oichlov, it's possible. So we see there's a difference between saying La'oichlov or just being stomach La'oichlov. So Gemara shayne echad omer echad loy omer. Hochanami shayne echad omer echad loy omer. Omalei. So we differentiate again between the stoma lishma and the stoma lishma oichlov. There's a different type of stoma. Omalei midi iri. Bishle mahosom. When it comes to a stoma lishma, I can say it's stoma lishma and it's only between stoma lishma or saying lishma. And if it uproots a stoma lishma when you say shalay lishma b'shayim ha'shana, who then should be able to uproot a dibur of lishma? Why? Bishleim ha'osam kam deloy okele b'shchita stomei vada lishmoi koi. As long as you're not oikir, it's stoma lishma. So it's stoma lishma, so it's selecting the carbon lishma. So in mele, the shaloi lishma can uproot it. It's no difference if you said lishma or it's stoma lishma. Ela hocha stoma la'oichlov koi. It's not automatically la'oichlov. Shaloi la'oichlov is no good. It's not the pshat, even though l'chayra selecting them stoma la'oichlov. There's a difference between saying la'oichlov, where it's good, or stoma la'oichlov. Stoma la'oichlov is not automatically la'oichlov. The reason why shloi la'oichlov is no good is because it's not automatically stoma la'oichlov, because you can always change the chabura. Dilma mimshkahani v'os yachinu mim yalvei. You can have people backing out before the shechita. They don't have to remain what they plan to do. So there's no stoma dik la'oichlov. A stoma dik l'shma there is. But a stomadika, la'oichlov you don't have. So you have no raya that is a difference between hecha de omar and hecha de loy omar. Could be la'oilom that stomalishma, shaloy lishma is good. So who adin by shayim pesach shayim asana, so who adin by lishma v'shaloy lishma, maybe it's good. Now you could be matcha and say no, there's a difference hecha de omar and hecha de loy omar. Just like we find by la'oichlov and shaloy la'oichlov, there's a difference between omar and shaloy omar. But maybe over there it's dafka by Omar, because over there, it's not a stomadika la'oichlov, because you can always back out. So over there, there's a difference between oichlov and shloi la'oichlov, and it's good, and shloi la'oichlov, it's no good. Not because all over, there's a difference between Omar and la'oichlov. Now, we started off yesterday, where we learned the Mishnah, and we said the Yisod of the Brisker Rav. The Yisod of the Brisker Rav was, that when we say that a Pesach shloi lishma is possible on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, or a Korban shloi lishma is possible, is it because the Shaloi Lishma apostles, or is it no good because it's not Lishma? So the Biskrov established, and he said, and this is the Rai, one of the Rai's is from this Omid. What he said was that it's not the Pshat, Shaloi Lishma is no good because it's not Lishma. But the reason why it's no good is because it's Shaloi Lishma. What's his Raya? The reason why Shaloi Lishma is no good is not because it's not Lishma. It is Lishma, because it's Tom Lishma. So every carbon licked in them is Tom Lishma. The reason why Shaloi Lishma is no good, because it's the machshav of shloi lishma, just like a machshav is pigul pasels, so to machshav of shloi lishma pasels, but not because it's not lishma, because it is inherently lishma, because it's toma lishma. One might ask, mechates it's toma lishma. Maybe when you think shloi lishma, it's not toma lishma. Over here, we see from this Gemara behedyed that it's toma lishma. The Gemara is saying that Pesach b'shayim ois hashana shloi lishma is kosher, and the Gemara wants to say it should be kosher even when you think lishma and then shloi lishma. Why? Because every time you think shaloi lishma, it's kosher b'shayim ois hashana, I stoma lishma. That means selecting the carbon and akira of stoma lishma. That means every Pesach shaloi bizmanu that's kosher when you think shaloi lishma, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because you're uprooting a stoma dik lishma. So we see stoma lishma is not something that's there by just because it's only when it's stoma, only when it's not shaloi lishma. We see stoma lishma is there inherently in the carbon, and shaloi lishma is kosher in Pesach b'shayim ois hashana, and it uproots the lishma. It is stoma lishma. That's what the Gemara wants to bring a raya. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that shaloi lishma Pesach shaloi bizmanu shaloi lishma is kosher even against the lishma. What's my raya? Because every time shaloi lishma by Pesach b'shayim ois hashana, it's good. It's uprooting a stoma lishma. So we see, even uprooting a stoma lishma, it can also uproot a dibur of lishma. And then the Gemara wants to differentiate hecha omer Echad Loy Omar. But we see over here that the reason why Shloi Lishma and the Gemara's Hamina, the reason why it's good is because it's uprooting a Stoma Lishma. So we see Stoma Lishma is inherently part of the carbon. So the reason why Kol HaZvachim Shloi Lishma is no good is not because it's not Lishma, because it is Lishma. Stoma, you always have Lishma. It's because it's not good, because it's Shloi Lishma. The riots from this Gemara Gufa, we see that a Pesach Shloi Bizmanoi Shloi Lishma is kosher, and it's Oiker, the Stoma Lishma. So we see there's a Stoma Lishma on the carbon, no matter what, even if you think Shloi Lishma. So it must be the regular Psul of Shloi Lishma, but Ozvachim is not because of it's not Lishma, because it's, oh, it is Lishma. It's inherently Stoma Lishma. It's because you thought of Machshava of Shloi Lishma. So it comes out, Rava wanted to be Poshet, that Pesach sheshochta b'shayim mois hashonah lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy is kosher, because stoma lishma and shaloy lishma is kosher b'shayim mois hashonah, even though it's uprooting the stoma lishma. So then when you say lishma v'shaloy lishma, it's able to uproot, and you don't say tfoyz l'shimish and kong to remeya, and it can be oiker, the stoma, the lishma that you had, and shaloy lishma shaloy bizmanoy is taka going to make it kosher. Now Rav Ada Ba'ava was matrik, and he said, no, maybe there's a difference in Hechad Omer Hechad Omer, just so we find La'ochlav Shalai La'ochlav. And that the Gemara said that La'ochlav Shalai La'ochlav is different, because over there there's no real Stoma, because you can always backtrack from your Chabura versus Stoma Lishma. We'll stop over here by the next Bayah of the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Ibayilu Pesach Sheshochta B'Shayim O'Yisashonah B'Shinu Bailim.